Let's go. Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. That's who we
are. Come on.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
With Now TV.
Turn it up.
This could be the very last time you hear from me, as I am going on a mighty trek after the show today.
It was a fun one today.
It was good crack. I don't know what. Oh, there we go. I was like, what are you putting into YouTube?
I just think this song is fitting. I'm probably going to be listening to this throughout my walk. Do you know what it is?
Yeah, I'm reading the screen.
Leave Right Now.
Do you remember it? It's not Will Young. It's friend of the show.
Is it Doja Cat?
Mr. Craig David. Here we go. That's what I'm going to be doing.
From Marconi House.
I'm walking away.
Will he go through Ranla or Rathmines?
I'm walking away.
Will he pick up a mystery prize?
I'm walking away. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or will he close his eyes?
I'm walking away. When I was a boy, my daddy told me, never accept sweets from strange men.
Christ, Craig David hasn't aged, has he?
But when I walked to Dundrum Dance Center, I could be hungry. Will I get into a van? Catch a flight to Japan? Cause I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Homie. How long will it take him to walk to Dundrum? Will he stop and talk?
I'm walking away.
From Marconi House.
I'm walking away.
To Dundrum Town Center.
I'm walking away.
How long will it take for him to walk?
I'm walking away.
1 hour, 35 minutes, maybe.
I'm walking away. What if I... Oh, yeah. Wow, that was actually good.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. Yeah, he looks great, doesn't it? How old is that song?
I always get confused when I look at videos on YouTube I think it's when they've actually uploaded the video. It's definitely not 2017.
It is 2000. Exactly. Ah. 20 years.
Might put on the Naughty Threesome on Monday.
Nice to hear.
Yeah. I was going to say it off air, but we're here now, so we can discuss business afterwards. I think I finished all... We have a thing called the Radio Awards.
Oh.
I think I finished all the written submissions, so...
Great job.
Over the next week, if you want, just read through,
fair
because...
My
grammar, obviously, and spelling mistakes. I'm going to do one final read through today of all the ones and just kind of put their eyes over if you see any spelling mistakes.
Fair play to you.
It's only a couple of weeks now until they all have to go away.
I need to try and...
2 weeks today.
Is it today that the closing date is?
23rd. 2 weeks 23rd. Today.
23rd. Defending our title, boys.
That's
best
it.
Breakfast show. We don't talk about it much.
No. They want to get production made.
Anyone confident? Just don't know, don't you? Different judges this year.
Exactly. The year before last, it was a variety of different shows like Lyric, and the older stations got nominated. And this year,
the kind of younger stations.
It's going to be virtual, the awards ceremony, which will be weird, let's be honest. It won't have the same pizzazz about
it. The one thing I won't miss is the worry of having to drive the next day.
Yeah.
So I'm happy with that.
Yes, I'm always the panic.
I'm enjoying that one.
I'm going to miss the good meal.
But next week it'll be back, and because I've driven Nathan every year, he can drive me, because he's driving now.
It's not my car.
You're insured on it. I bet we'll give it to the weekend, won't you? Let's give it the weekend.
Edward.
On the show today, we talk a lot about Nathan walking away. We also put a banana in a dishwasher. Yeah, that's interesting. And talk about people on a plane in Taiwan. And Downtown is back, baby. He hit the streets with a special help from Santa's little helper. This week, here we go.
Dublin. Are you ready?
Live across the city. The only way to start your day.
Let's go!
103.8 Fully Charged.
Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan is on.
Good morning. It is 7.03 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. Thank you very much for tuning in this morning. You didn't have to, but we appreciate it because someday it could keep us in the job. My name is Graham O'Toole. This man is Nathan O'Reilly.
Good morning. Do you know what? Yesterday I was lying on my bed. I was a little bit tired. It was 5:30. I didn't want to fall asleep.
Next thing I know, I'm underneath the duvet cover, and I wake up at 6:45.
No.
Well, oh, that's not good.
What happened to me last night is I went to bed after the Liverpool game about 10:15.
All right. It was only Brighton. Calm down.
Didn't say a thing. And then I woke up at 11. But you know when you're so disorientated that there, you feel like there's no way that was only 45 minutes. And I thought I'd missed the show. But I was so confused because it was dark outside. But then my housemate Coxie was wandering around outside the bathroom. And I go, what sort of dystopia have I woken up into? What is going on? Nathan, from time to time, we'd like to send you outside the studio. We'd like to send you out into the streets. We're not going to do that per se. But you will be leaving the studio for our next link. I want you to go up to the kitchen. More importantly, beside the dishwasher.
What do you want me to do?
Just go up there now, and in a couple of minutes, I'll call you via Skype. We'll have a chat, and I want you to do something with the dishwasher.
I don't know if I can use the dishwasher.
That's my fear. But we'll try and figure it out.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
Nathan isn't sitting across from me as he usually is. He's actually on the phone line. Nathan, good morning.
Good morning. How are we?
So I've sent you upstairs to the kitchen armed with my phone via Skype and a banana. How do you feel?
Yes, I'm very disturbed right now. It's quite lonely up here in the kitchen. As you said, I am beside the dishwasher and you gave me a banana, so I don't really know what's going on.
The reason behind this is because there's a viral video going around this morning. It's from a handle at SmileLop. Don't really know what that stands for, but basically this woman has put all her veg, fruit and veg, into the dishwasher to give it a good clean before she goes anywhere near eating it or cooking it in with her dinner. So we decided this morning, myself and producer Callum, that we would send you up to the kitchen armed with a banana to put into the dishwasher to see what effect it would have on the banana and whether or not we could eat it afterwards later on in the show.
Now, I'm gonna break the dishwasher here.
Why would you break the dishwasher?
Well, what if the banana gets all mushy and it goes into the engine of the dishwasher?
The engine? You see, the thing about this is, I don't know if it will destroy the banana. I don't know if it will, actually, because surely it has to kind of do a gentle wash, because otherwise it'll be destroying glasses left, right and centre. And also, will you be able to eat it? I was thinking about that. Will it taste too much of a dishwasher, the dishwasher detergent? But then again, don't we use the cutlery when it's washed and it doesn't really taste of anything then? So a lot of questions are on my brain this morning and they will be answered later on in the show. But the first part of call, Nathan, is for you to put that dishwasher on, and just in time as well, because I went up just before the show and I put my porridge bowl in there and it stinks in there.
Yeah, I can see it. It actually smells of scrambled egg, the dishwasher. I also want to highlight that I am not alone. There is a man who I've never seen before, and he's having a cigarette on the balcony, and he's staring at me as if I have four heads. So I ask you the question right now.
Yeah.
I, Nathan Jeremiah O'Reilly, I hold the banana. Will I put it into the cutlery case or will I leave it on top?
I'd say go
next
top.
To the bowls.
Go top next to the bowls.
Okay.
Because I don't know, I just feel like maybe the water gathers at the bottom. I want to give a
massive shout out to Neff, who sponsor this dishwasher, or who are the company. Sorry, they don't sponsor it.
Well, could they actually fix the dishwasher? Because there's no handles on the dishwasher and it's useless. So if they are listening, could you send us a new one into the office, please?
There's four buttons. I see one button that says start. Will I just press it?
Go for it. And then just shut it and see if you hear the water turn on.
Start. And I've shut it. Here we go.
There's actually plasters on our dishwasher. That's how bad it is in this place. Plaster.
Yes.
It's on.
Guys, I can hear it.
Put the phone
up to it. I'm also going
to
cross you over to Pavel, our tech guy. Pavel, the dishwasher is working, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Pavel
doesn't know that I put a banana in the dishwasher. Pavel, I put the banana in the dishwasher. How do you feel?
I don't understand. Why did you put the banana into the dishwasher? Why?
Graham, explain to Pavel.
Pavel, because a woman claims that you have to wash your fruit and vegetable before you eat it, and she puts hers in the dishwasher, so we're wondering if it will destroy the banana or not.
Well, okay. That's a good point.
Thanks, Pavel. We're going to take it from here. Nathan, come back to the studio and later on in the show where the dishwasher is ready and hopefully Pavel hasn't killed us all. We'll see. Can we eat it? We're doing the questions you need answered on Spin.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
We talk about this guy a lot on the show. Sometimes we give him a hard time, but it comes from a place of love. It is Liam Payne.
Ah, we love a little bit of Liam Payne here. You were obsessed with his relationship with Naomi Campbell.
Well, he's given back now because Liam Payne is helping the BBC's education efforts by sharing the meaning behind his song lyrics. So the former One Direction star will appear on BBC Bite Size Daily, secondary today and tomorrow. So basically, it's a show just kind of helping kids educate them. And he says, anything I can do to help other parents with their kids learning feels important now more than ever.
Fair play to you, Liam. Brilliant. You didn't have to do that. So is he dissecting one of his songs?
He's dissecting his songs and the meaning behind them. So what I've done is I've actually done what Liam probably will be doing. I've printed out some of his lyrics. So it was like we're in a classroom here. Callum, I've got... There you go.
This is great. Lovely font as well.
So I just threw a piece of paper across like a straight aeroplane and I went to Callum. It's unreal. So let's go to the first song, Get Low. So okay. Let's try and dissect what he means when he says this. Get you the touch of missing. What do you think he means there?
I give you the touch you're missing.
Yeah.
So clearly this girl is missing something.
Yeah. Get low, hands on your waist, let's go. And remember, Liam Payne will be doing this to secondary school students. Get low, girl, you got the vibe, I'm up for the climb.
I don't understand the climb.
Maybe the climb is the relationship. And he's up for the climb. You know, you have to climb a mountain. Sometimes mountains are hard and relationships are hard. And you have to get low at the start of the mountain and then you got to climb. He's up for the climb.
This is like poetry. It's beautiful.
Maybe. Or maybe he just wants to dance with a girl with his hands on her waist. Let's go to the next one. Strip That Down. You know
I
love it when the music's loud, but come and strip
that down for me. Yeah. I love that song.
What does he mean? Strip That Down.
You know I love it when the music's loud. So he enjoys music. He is a musician.
Strip That Down. Maybe he's a strip away maybe your emotions. Kind of be vulnerable around me and open up. Strip it down. Maybe, strip it right back.
Maybe he's a designer. Maybe he's trying to strip down the wallpaper to give a lick of paint or something.
Yeah, or maybe he just wants to dance with another person on the dance floor. Last one. Remember Familiar? Okay, I think I have an idea.
Yeah, well, what are you thinking? Because I'm confused by that one.
I'm feeling, what's on your mind later tonight? Let me be the one to fill it up. So maybe he wants to go for a drive with the girl and he wants to fill up her petrol tank. Let me be the one to fill it up. He had such a good time and she was driving him around because Liam doesn't have a car, probably. And he's going, do you know what? Pull in here. I'm going to fill up your tank right here. Diesel or petrol? What is it?
But if it's cool, I want to get inside your brain.
What a genius. God, these people in BBC knew what they were doing. Getting Liam Payne. We love Liam Payne. We do.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
If you just joined us, at 7:05, I went up into the kitchen and I shoved a banana in the dishwasher and it's currently washing at the moment.
It's because a video has gone viral at the moment of a woman putting all her vegetables and fruit in the dishwasher because she believes that's the best way to clean it. And we said, will it not destroy the fruit? And also, will it not destroy the dishwasher? Well, the experiment is happening right now. As you went up to do it, there was two engineers in the kitchen. We talked to one of them on air, Pavel. He was kind of wondering what we were doing.
They're confused.
I'd say they're confused, but also slightly angry because they know that deep down, if something goes wrong with this banana, they're probably going to have to fix the dishwasher.
Can I also reveal that the banana was quite bruised and battered beforehand, so it was squidgy.
It will be interesting to see, one, does it explode?
Oh, God.
Two, if it doesn't explode and the skin stays tight, will it taste of dishwasher salt? And three, will it be even more bruised after it comes out? Will it start firing around the dishwasher.
You keep saying tasting the banana.
One of us will be tasting the banana.
Actually going to be eating it.
One of us will be. We have to figure out who. Later on in the show, whenever that dishwasher is done, we bring in that banana on air and you will find out first if we can eat it.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
The showbiz shootout. Two Democratic cowboys. They walk hand in hand dressed in cheap leather and they each have a showbiz news story. And at the very end, they decide which one is better. What do you want to do, big boy? Will I go first? Do you want to go first?
I'll kick off. I'll kick off.
You go first.
I've got news about Lewis Capaldi. We haven't had any Lewis Capaldi news in a long time. Usually he makes it into the showbiz shootout because he has a kind of a humorous story. And this one is entitled Toilet Humour.
Lovely.
He says he thinks he's getting a message from God because every time he goes into McDonald's and he's in the toilet, he hears his songs being played through the speakers.
Brilliant.
So this is what he says. Let me find it. I always hear my songs in McDonald's bathrooms. I'm sitting on the toilet doing my thing and then I hear,
I feel by the wayside like everyone else.
I can hear my own voice, he said. Lewis joked, it's a message from God saying it seems to happen a lot. I don't know why, but when I'm in the loo, that seems to be the time that I hear my songs. Maybe that's God telling me my music is rubbish. He does have a lot of churches and followers. I think he wins. Now, poor old Lewis, he's currently in the middle of writing his second album. A lot of pressure because his first album was so successful.
Yeah, it did brilliantly.
Went to number one. He had two number one singles off it as well. He was doing mega tours off the back of it. He's currently wrote about 30 songs, 30 to 50 songs for it, but he wants to get up to 100 songs because he wants to get it just right. But he has a lot of self-doubt as well. One day he says, oh, this is going to be a hit, and next one he thinks he's never going to have another hit song again.
I want him to release the song with Niall Horan. Didn't he do a duet together?
Weren't they writing songs over Christmas, but they kept on going out partying with each other and they just couldn't settle down to write a song, and they were each other's worst enemy,
Lewis,
when it comes to writing.
We're waiting. Right, want to speak about this. Do you know the website, first of all, Cameo?
Oh.
It's where you can get A-list celebrities to send you out a message. You have the likes of Snoop Dogg and Caitlyn Jenner. I went on to it. Well, Coronation Street legend William Roach, a.k.a. Ken Barlow, he is flogging virtual hugs online at €40 a pop on Celebs VM.
Bargain.
I went, Celebs VM, what is it? So first of all, I went on to it. And let me tell you something. It is the lowest of the low. This is first Ken Barlow sending a message.
People often come up to me and say, oh, hello. Yeah, would you give a good word to my girlfriend or wish my mother happy birthday? And you know something? I always do it because I find it wonderful to be part of making somebody's day.
Let me tell you something. Ken looks old.
Yeah, but he'll do it now for money.
People are always saying, but now I want to get paid for it.
He could continue to do it for free, but now he's like, no, you just go onto my website, CelebVM.
I started browsing the other celebrities on the website. We have former Liverpool legend, Razor Ruddock.
Hello, Alison. How are you? This is Neil Razor Ruddock here. I'm going to wish you a happy birthday.
The celebrities
legend.
Don't care. The audio is very poor quality. Not just celebrities, you have impressionists like this man.
Yeah, this is Donald J. Trump. So good, so wonderful. Nobody's better than I am. Nobody, and nobody says happy birthday. Happy birthday. Better than Donald J. Trump.
He looks absolutely nothing like Donald Trump.
It's not even a good impression. I'd say I do a better impression of Donald Trump than that.
Is this a good impression? This is the last one.
Let me try and guess who
try
it is.
Try and guess who it is.
Emily Dunn Elks from Derby. Yes. Happy 18th birthday, darling. Right. And what's this I hear? You love makeup? You love photography? Yes. Your favourite band are the Vamps, darling.
Who is it? Who do you think it is, Graham?
It's like a hybrid of Jeremy Clarkson and Chris Tarrant.
It's Gordon Ramsay.
That's so bad. I keep getting blooming emails from a stupid website as well, because that's where I got your Christopher Maloney, former X Factor and Big Brother star.
Thank you so much for that.
Their Christmas message all that time ago, and you're so right. They put zero effort into it.
Oh yeah, the audio is so bad.
Christopher Maloney came out halfway during a panto that he was shooting at the time, made mistakes during it, and continued on, just didn't bother.
Graham, I think I had some clips in there. Come on, I gotta win
this
morning.
I think you have the better story this morning. Well done, Cowboys.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it wrong.
can't give out to us this morning because we are right on time. 7:45 on the button. You're welcome. Thank you very much. That's what I try and do on the show.
Nathan has no control over the time at all, at all, at all. Well, actually, maybe I should say it is because we rarely hit the time proper. But anyway, let's go on. This is the game where we put 1 minute on the clock and all you have to do is get questions wrong. And if you top our leaderboard at the end of the week, you will win 100 euro. Currently on top is Becca with 15 questions wrong in a minute, but playing this morning is Michelle. Have you had your breakfast yet, Michelle?
No, I'll have it in work. I'm running very late.
Oh no, what do you work as?
I work in Excel.
Okay, well, we need to get this game over with quick, do we? Okay, Michelle, let's have a game of Gotta Get It Wrong. These are the rules. We're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There's no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question. And you only got a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. And we move on to the next one. 15 to beat. Here we go.
Name a Daniel Craig film.
Harry Potter.
Who sang the theme song of James Bond's No Time to Die?
Jerry Halliwell.
What's 54 minus 9?
2.
13 plus 13 is 26. True or false?
True.
Name a David Gray album.
Yellow.
Who is the Crystal Palace manager?
Arsene Wenger.
Do your best impression of Jonathan Ross.
How are you?
What nationality is Russell Brand?
Turkish.
Who did Katy Perry used to be married to?
Peter Andre.
Sing a song about you sing on someone's birthday.
I hate you.
What is a Solero a type of?
Chocolate bar.
What is a Twix a type of?
An ice cream.
What does a vet look after?
Houses.
What does a fireman put out?
The dogs.
Speak Japanese.
Come here.
Speak French.
Adios.
Who is the president of France?
Mattress Mick.
Oh!
Gets in just in time.
Bonjour, Mattress Mick. How did you find that, Michelle?
Oh, that's so hard. When you're on the phone. Oh, my God.
This is the second day in a row someone has answered the football manager with Arsene Wenger.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's becoming relevant again.
Thanks to this game. Wenger out.
Michelle, you came on this morning. You're a very clever lady. You're kind. You're generous. First one to arrive at the party, last to leave. You reminded me of someone.
Oh, God.
You reminded me of a very, very young Michelle Obama.
Oh. What a compliment.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
What a compliment.
How do you feel, Michelle?
Oh, I don't think I did great. The girl on the day was brilliant, so...
Well, I can tell you, you got 15!
You needed 16.
Oh, no way.
You were very close. You were brilliant this morning, but just one question off beating Becca, who came on Monday. But thank you so much for coming on this week, Michelle.
So
bye.
I love the show.
See you, Michelle. You. Thanks so much.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Let's go! Woo!
Spin 103.8. Fully Charged.
Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan is on.
Good morning. It is 8:02 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. My name is Graham O'Toole. This man better start limbering up those legs because he has a big walk ahead of him. It's Nathan O'Reilly.
I suppose today is the day I'm doing a very long walk after the show.
If you've just joined us, we were talking about it a couple of minutes ago, but on last week, during the show, Nathan goes, I wonder how long it would take me to walk from work to his house. So we started saying, well, we work right beside St. Stephen's Green Shopping Centre and you live right beside Dundrum Town Centre. So how long would that walk take? And Google Maps said 1 hour and 35 minutes.
And I was happy with that answer and I just wanted to leave it there.
Nah. Today, after the show, Nathan is going to walk from St. Stephen's Green Shopping Centre to Dundrum Town Centre and we're going to have a little bit of a competition. We're going to try and see, can anybody listening this morning guess the exact time it takes for Nathan to do that walk? Now, a couple of things you have to kind of work into it. Google Maps says 1 hour 35. Forget about that. That's maybe the kind of starting point. Nathan has long legs, so will he be able to do it quicker? However, Nathan also has no kind of idea of Dublin City as a whole.
I have no idea where I'm going. Honestly, right now, if you were to just say, right, begin, start, I would know how to get to Ranelagh, but then I don't know what direction to take.
So he will get lost. He 100% will get distracted by certain things.
The shiny lights. Yeah. I like traffic lights.
And if anybody can get... if anybody can guess the exact time to the minute, we will give you a mystery prize.
What's the prize?
The mystery prize will be picked up by Nathan on his way to Dundrum Town Centre. So you got to factor that in as well, that he's going to stop off at a shop to pick you up a prize if you can correctly guess how long it takes. So get your guesses in on text or WhatsApp to 087 711 1038. And say he does it in 1 hour and 54 minutes and 2 seconds. We're going to round up to 1 minute and 55. That's how it's going to work. Like in a football match, if they score, they always round it up to the nearest minute.
I'm so scared.
I'm excited for this. Text or WhatsApp your guesses to 087 711 1038. How long will it take from St. Stephen's Green Shopping Centre to Dundrum Town Centre? We're getting you to guess because we're going to make them do it after the show. And you got to incorporate a few different things. Nathan has long legs, so... Oh,
my ankle is sore.
Okay, he's got a sore ankle, got to throw that in. He's got no concept of Dublin City and how to get around because he doesn't drive. He gets the Lewis everywhere, so he will get lost. He will get distracted. And he also has to pick up a mystery prize for you listening. Whoever guesses correctly to the closest minute.
How much does the mystery prize have to cost?
That is completely up to you.
Also, can I ask, if I do get lost, because I think... if I go down Ranelagh afterwards, I don't really know where I'm going.
Yeah.
Can I get on to the Lewis?
No. You have to walk. Alan, how long are you saying?
2 hours, an hour and 45 minutes.
Which is it, Alan?
An hour and 45 minutes.
Okay. Because we're going to put him out. We're going to make him do it. So you're saying an hour and 45.
Yes.
Okay.
I have confidence.
What route should I take, Alan? Through Ranelagh?
Definitely through Ranelagh. That's the safest route. That's probably the quickest route for you as well, Nate.
Okay, thank you, Alan.
I think, no, you should go on the M50.
Sorry?
You should walk the M50.
Well, not by walking anyways.
Alan, thank you for your guess. That's locked in, 1 hour and 45. Whatever you do, I know you're going to be tempted to do this. Don't walk the Lewis tracks, because it's very dangerous and we don't recommend you doing that at all.
I won't do that. But what if I get hungry?
You can stop off. See, this is what you got to do. You got to get inside Nathan's brain. You got to figure out, what will Nathan be doing around midday? What will he feel like? Will he be hungry or will he need to go to the toilet? What's going on? I actually think there's a better route you could take than Ranelagh. I think this could be quicker.
First, have my breakfast at the Shelburne.
No, but that's after St. Stephen's Green Shopping Centre. So you got to incorporate that in as well. I think if you go through, listen to me now, because I'm helping you out here with your route.
Yeah, I'm getting confused.
Follow me. You start at St. Stephen's Green Shopping Centre.
I turn right, go up Parkworth Street.
You're going up Parkworth Street, yeah. Okay? Then you go through...
Is that Alexa?
Yeah, go. That's my phone. You go through Rathmines. You go through Rathgar. You keep going through Rathgar past the Trinity Halls. You get to the Dropping Well. You take a right up there. Then you keep going straight past Milltown Lewis Stop. You keep going up that road. Then you take a left where you can turn right to Churchtown. Keep going down that left
really
till you get to the Dundrum Bridge. And then you can take a right up there to kind of go around the back of Dundrum Town Centre. And then boom, that's it.
Yeah, it's very steep though, that Dundrum Bridge. So tiring.
A few more guesses. Leanne from Clondalkin says 1 hour 53 minutes. Daniel in Stillorgan says 1 hour 49 minutes. Ian Cullen says 2 hours and 7 minutes.
How dare you, Ian?
Thomas in Crumlin says 2 hours and 20 minutes.
Oh.
Shane says 2 hours and 26 minutes. It's a long way. Get your guesses in. Charlene, how long?
1 hour 18 minutes.
And Charlene, what makes you think he's going to be so quick?
Because Google Maps is always longer.
So, Charlene, you reckon that Nathan will defeat Google Maps?
Thank you very much for the confidence boost.
Louise?
I think 2 hours, 23 minutes.
Seems like a long time, doesn't it?
2 hours and 23
minutes.
I'm going
to be exhausted.
Michelle?
I think it's going to take Nathan a little bit longer than it takes somebody else because it's Nathan and a lot of mess will be going on. So... 2 hours and 22 minutes.
What sort of messing is going to be going on? Me loitering outside.
2 hours and 22. That's a long time. Will it get longer? Powell, what do you reckon?
About 1 day, 13 hours and 47 minutes.
Okay, one
what?
Day.
Powell?
One day, 13 hours and 47
minutes.
Why are
minutes. You saying that? Why do you think I'm going to be so slow?
Because you end up going to Cork or somewhere else.
Could you imagine if Nathan ended up in Cork? Oh my God, it would be so funny.
It wouldn't surprise me at all.
Pal, do you have any advice for me? I'm actually worried.
Well, you shouldn't be.
Right. Well, Powell, you're saying one day, and do you think that's kind of incorporating the fact that Nathan will get lost, but also distracted by different things?
Of course, he gets distracted. He's going to stop for food. He's probably going to have to stay somewhere for a night.
Yeah.
Powell, so, yeah, there's loads of things that are going to distract him.
I'm kind of scared because I don't have much battery on my phone right now, and I didn't bring a phone charger in. So what if I can't even contact anyone?
Well, lucky for you, there's plenty of phone shops on the way, so you can stop and pop into one of them and get yourself a battery or a power bank.
Powell, maybe the mystery prize that he's going to pick us up on the way could be a phone for someone on the show tomorrow.
A phone? What?
That'd be nice.
Maybe.
That'd be good.
You never know.
Powell, we have your guess in. One day, 13 hours and 47 minutes. It's a good one. It could be close. We could be chatting to you tomorrow, giving you that mystery prize. Bye.
Bye-bye.
See ya, Powell.
Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
Wanna wake up. Let's go. I'm so excited about this. And I want you to know, if you see Nathan walking, if you see a tall 6'5" man that looks really upset in the rain, give him a beep like
no,
it's a charity
don't
walk.
Beep the horn. I wish you had told me I was going to be doing this because I would have borrowed my father's hiking boots. These aren't good walking shoes that I have on right now.
Right, tomorrow on the show, we will find out how long it takes. Make sure you document it, Nathan.
Yes.
Give us a little diary. And don't forget the mystery prize.
Oh, I won't.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
And we are doing a radio first. Nathan, do you come in from the kitchen?
Ahoy, hoy. Hello, Graham.
Yes. So earlier on in the show, we put a banana in the dishwasher because a video went viral of a lady who washes all her fruit and veg in the dishwasher. And we had so many questions on whether or not, especially bananas, would be edible afterwards. Nathan, first question, probably should have checked this out before we went air. Has the dishwasher gone on a full cycle?
It's actually currently still going,
okay.
Would you believe?
Well,
there's a lot of running water. Actually, do you remember when I spoke to you up here before, the engineer Pavel was up here?
I do. I don't know if he was too happy or really knew what was going on, though we were putting bananas in the dishwasher.
Well, he was back in the kitchen when I walked in. He was making himself a coffee. And I said, Pavel, do you want to speak to Graham live on the radio? And he said, no, I don't like the show.
Right. Oh, just jam open that dishwasher. No, we're not supposed to
okay.
When it's on. But just
have it here.
And
yeah.
Jam it open, take the banana out and come downstairs.
Absolutely stinks. Okay, I'm making my way. Making my way downstairs.
As you opened the dishwasher, did a blast of heat come out or water spray out?
There was steam.
Steam, okay, so it was drying. And how does the banana feel as you make your way downstairs? Is it hot?
It's very squishy. It's a bit gooey, slimy. It's a bit of a different colour. It's turned a little bit green, I would say.
Okay.
But I have it on a plate and a knife, and I've also kissed the banana.
Okay, well, that could be added texture as well to it. Oh, I can see your head coming now. The 6'5" man is entering the studio as we speak. Get in here. Lovely stuff. Alright. Okay. Yes. Okay, so I have the banana in front of me. It has gone completely bruised on the top of the banana. But our theory is, will it have gone squishy inside? Will it taste of dishwasher detergent? But my theory is, because we have the cutlery in there, we always use the cutlery and put it in our mouth, and that's fine.
It is fine.
I'll eat it because I know you did hard work going up and down the stairs.
I do want to say with the banana,
very hot.
I was very surprised that it isn't a squishy mess. It's still quite firm.
It sounds pretty solid.
Like if you walloped someone over the head with that, it would hurt.
You definitely feel it. Okay, I'm going to cut the banana open. Inside, it's perfect.
It looks perfect.
Inside, it's in there. Is it Instagram stories or live, Callum?
Stories,
okay.
Well, you have a smell of it, Graham. What does it smell like?
Smells like banana. Okay. The only thing that seems to be a little bit damaged is the skin on the outside, and that just seems like it's the top where the water was going over. Okay, we're peeling up on the banana. Is this woman onto something?
This is groundbreaking radio.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. And please,
I hope I don't get poisoned.
No, you'll be fine. Just put it all in your mouth. Yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah. What's it like?
It's a little bit softer.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, but
squishy.
You like it, don't you?
I do like it.
You do like
it's actually not bad. There we go.
Oh! Unbelievable. What have we learned this morning?
You can put your fruit in the dishwasher, and especially bananas, it doesn't destroy it. I'm not going to lie, I expected it to explode. I expected us to have to get a new dishwasher, which I was kind of hoping for, because It was a, it's a bad dishwasher.
We just
upstairs.
Found out that the engineer Pavel doesn't like the show.
That's probably the biggest thing we've learned from this experiment.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
Big, big prize to give away right now.
This is huge. We've teamed up with Clayton Hotels. This morning, we want you to win a two-night stay at the Clayton Hotel Sligo. You have breakfast on both mornings, dinner on one evening for two people.
Oh, and their hotels are perfectly located to explore Ireland while treating yourself and your loved ones to a breakaway that you deserve. The prize is in the safe of our hotel room. Nathan has the numbers, but not the combination. The numbers are 736. If you can tell us what combination opens up the safe, you win the prize. Amy, what order do they go in?
367.
Best of luck. Here we go.
Come on. 3, 6, 7.
Ah,
rats! Oh, no! I'm sorry, Amy.
Sorry, Amy.
We have another breakaway to give away tomorrow, so make sure you tune in. You could win that one. Bye, Amy.
Oh, I'll try. Thanks.
Bye.
Devastated.
Right. It's unfortunate. I'm sorry.
Let's go to Sinead. Sinead, tell us the order.
And it is 637.
So lock it in. All right. 6, 3, 7.
Oh my God! Sinead, you've just won that trip to the Clayton Hotel Sligo. Congratulations. Enjoy it. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
See you, Sinead.
Absolutely fantastic.
Yes.
We've been giving away trips to Sligo, to Galway, to Cork, to Belfast, and we've got one more breakaway to give away tomorrow. Nathan, where are we going tomorrow?
Tomorrow morning, we are going to the Clayton White Hotel Wexford.
The sunny southeast, baby.
Oh, yeah.
After 9, make sure you're tuned in if you want to win that breakaway.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
9:35 from Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
Oh, look, this is interesting.
With Now TV, watch whatever you're in the mood for. What a treat.
Come on.
I cannot believe it.
I'm not going to the archives this morning.
This is insane. Sing the song. Go on.
Downtown, Nathan is on the streets. Downtown, he's telling bunch of lies. Downtown, Nathan is going downtown.
Morning.
Downtown.
Downtown, part of the show where I hit the streets and I tell people lies about a certain topic. I haven't done downtown in a very, very long time.
Since the start of March.
Yeah, because of this pandemic. But do you know what? Producer Callum and myself, we went out onto the street. I have to say, can we applaud Producer Callum?
It's
very good. Let's just cross over. How did you find the experience?
Do you know what? I quite enjoyed it because it killed two birds with one stone. So normally, with a normal downtown, I would have to listen through to it to make sure that Nathan doesn't say anything bad about celebrities who could potentially sue us.
Yeah.
But I was on the street, so I didn't have to listen to it.
And look, lads, I just want to say to both of you, thanks very much for doing your job.
Thank you.
No, it's technically not my job to go out with him.
You're the producer.
You have to look after me.
I was producing the archives.
So finally, Nathan went out to do his job on the street. Callum started producing the show. It's great.
So look, we all know that the government, they've released a COVID tracing app. I hope you've downloaded it.
I have downloaded it.
I decided to tell lies about other apps they're making. What do you think of my lovely assistant?
Oh, he's lovely.
Yes, he looks like a creepy dentist.
No, I don't think so. I think he looks nice.
Oh, thank you very much. The new COVID tracing app, have you downloaded it yet?
I have, yeah.
What do you think of it?
I think it's a great idea. I only got it yesterday and I did it again this morning. So
oh, brilliant.
I'm going to keep on top of it.
The government, they've released a brand new app again this morning. Oh. Dance with Daniel O'Donnell.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Is that real or are you, like, taking the mickey here?
Do you think I would get this man out from his desk to stand on Grafton Street holding a microphone?
Yes,
I did, actually, I did. There's another app that they're looking at releasing. It's Have a Meal with Bertie Ahern. So you literally watch Bertie eat a meal in the Shelburne.
Anytime, Bertie, anytime.
Now, the government, they're releasing a brand new app this afternoon. It's an app called Graham O'Toole where you click in and he teaches you how to be a radio presenter. Does that interest you?
I don't know. I don't know who he is.
You have no idea?
No.
Do you listen to the radio?
Not really. I'm sorry. I'm not a good candidate here.
If he's listening right now to this, Graham, he might be awfully upset. Do you have anything to say to him?
Sorry, Graham, for upsetting you.
Maybe he should be my lovely assistant holding the pole if you don't know who he is. What do you think of my assistant? He's wearing a face mask and he actually cancelled his haircut in order to do this job. Do you think he deserves a medal?
Yeah, I think his hair is good the way it is. He doesn't need a haircut.
If you were to describe what celebrity he looks like, what would it be and why?
He looks like an artist. Painter.
Yeah. He looks like a painter. Vincent van Gogh, maybe he might cut his ear off. Now, you're going to download this app. There's also another app the government are introducing. You click into it and it sort of acts like a candle and it smells of the spire, which we all know is of urine.
Yeah.
Will you download that app?
I could do without it.
Would you not have it besides, I don't know, the bed or maybe in the living room?
Of urine.
This has been a lovely experience. I'm glad I've bumped into you today. I'll be honest with you, I was worried doing this Vox Pop, being back out here, but meeting you has changed my mind. Thank you.
Well, I'm delighted.
So Nathan, week one of On the Street with me on the stick, how did it go?
I have to say, it was stickerific. I had a whale of a time. It was an honour. It was a delight to be right beside you. I feel like this is the start of something beautiful.
Can you stop referring to me as the creepy dentist, please?
I don't know, creepy dentist. I don't know.
Can we change the name of the segment to Callum on the Stick?
Oh, yeah.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
I want to talk about flying.
Come fly with me, let's fly.
I'm a little bit scared of flying, I'm not going to lie to you.
Well, there's people in Taiwan and they are flying enthusiasts. Now, I've heard about the people who drive down to the airports and have a look at the planes, are really interested in the aircraft. But these flight enthusiasts, they miss the thrill of air travel because of COVID-19 have grounded the planes in Taiwan. So these people actually miss the act of going through the airport, sitting on the plane and going through the flight.
Oh.
So Taiwan Civil Aviation Administration organized a fantasy flight to recreate the experience of air travel once more without even starting the engines. So participants were required to enter a draw online, with winners allowed to bring one guest, and a total of 66 passengers boarded the grounded flight. And listen, this sounds like my idea of hell, what they went through. But everyone to their own. As with the normal flight, passengers were required to check in, obtain boarding passes,
get your sandwich, water and crisps deal.
Yeah. Pass through security and immigration before being allowed to board. Surely is that not the most annoying part of the holiday?
It's very long-winded. It can be stressful, especially if you're late. Running through an airport is the most horrible experience in the world.
Do you reckon people were on late on purpose, so they
probably
got that experience?
The thrill.
Come on, kids, get out of bed, Dad. It's not 7 hours till we fly, please. I don't care, we gotta get there in time. After taking their seats, winners sported face masks, obviously. This doesn't happen on any flight that I've been on. They participated in a pop quiz.
Oh.
And were served food and drink before being given a good luck salute from the fire engines outside that sprayed water. After exiting the aircraft, passengers were given a security demonstration by customs officials, accompanied by a sniffer dog in case anyone smuggled some drugs on. I wonder if they have to queue up in that massive queue like in Dublin Airport afterwards to get their passport checked.
They should have gotten off the plane with that emergency slide. That would have been a bit of fun, and added a bit of water on the slide, so it's a water one.
That's... I've got some quotes from some passengers.
Oh, let's hear.
Nee said, "Finally, we're in a plane pretending that we're flying abroad." And another person said, "I had to cancel all my international travel plans. We were lucky to win the opportunity to participate." Yeah, you could say that. All right. And one person dressed up as a dinosaur as well to go on the flight.
Did anyone buy the lottery tickets?
The scratch cards.
The scratch cards. I've never seen one person buy the scratch cards or the perfume on a flight. right?
No, never. But I have seen people buy the ham and cheese paninis and they look rotten.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8. 8, 8, 8.